I'll start with soybeans, and McLean County was the number one soybean producing county in the entire United States. It's not the first time that McLean County has jumped to the top of the whole country, and they've done it again with soybeans. In slots number 3 and 4 for the U.S. are Iroquois County and Champaign County. So that sort of eastern and central part of Illinois has big counties with really very good yields this past year, and they dominated the county list for U.S. soybean production. For corn, McLean County was the number one producing county in the entire country. Again, that's total production, total bushels produced, and Iroquois County was number two. Let me go back to soybeans for a minute. Piatt County had the fourth highest yield in the entire country at 70.5 bushels per acre for soybeans. Piatt County, number four in the entire U.S. It's a very good year for growing crops in Illinois. We did have some impacts from the derecho, but not nearly as bad as in Iowa. That was pretty terrible. I've got some relatives in Cedar Rapids, and it was pretty awful where they are. So the derecho did not damage us a whole lot. But you're right. Up until about August 1, soil moisture, rainfall was really nice. And we had record or near record forecasts for corn and soybean production in August. But then the rain stopped. And Illinois started to dry up a fair amount, and the crop really just didn't finish well. And so it was a good yielding crop, but not a great one, not a record-breaking one.